The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
For the world's greatest athletes.
This is the showdown we've been waiting for.
There is nothing like competing on the world's biggest stage.
It's a world record again!
Goal for the United States! Unbelievable!
And when that stage is Paris, anything can happen.
I have never seen anything like this.
How about that?
An Olympics unlike any other.
What a performance!
The Paris Olympics. Friday, July 26th on NBC and Peacock.
There's no place like the movie theater. The smell of fresh popcorn welcomes you to a full body experience, while candies and sodas compete for your attention.
Pick me!
Hoping to join you in the best seats you've reserved on Fandango. It's where movie lovers buy tickets, pick seats, and double up on rewards points all online. All that's left is to walk in, snack up, and sit back. Visit Fandango.com or download the app today for your ticket to the movies.
Anytime free agency is involved, we can have plans, and Kirk knows, you know, how I personally feel about him. He knows how our organization feels about him. I believe Kirk wants to be a Minnesota Viking. I do believe that. I've had some great dialogue with him pretty much weekly throughout the offseason, leading into kind of as we step foot in Indy for the combine. But there's a process, Mike, you know that's got to play out. I think if for us to, you know, be able to get to the place where we can come to an agreement, have Kirk Cousins as our quarterback moving forward, which is what, you know, I would love to see happen, we're going to have to find that space, that common ground. But ultimately, knowing both parties want the same outcome, I do believe, I feel strongly we're going to be able to get something done.
That's Kevin O'Connell from last Tuesday. I can't believe it's already been a week since we spoke to him and 14 other coaches and general managers at the Scouting Combine. He made it clear to us that he wants Kirk Cousins back.
Big time.
I asked him, 100% unequivocal, you want him back. Yes, and I believe him. I believe him.
Been saying it for 2 years, how much he likes him.
Yes. Now, you can see that full interview, by the way, at the NFL on NBC YouTube page, and you can see it embedded with the post last night that suggests that the Vikings, despite the wishes of Kevin O'Connell, will not be keeping Kirk Cousins. It's not final yet, but the Atlanta Falcons are the team to watch for Kirk Cousins. The indications are there, and maybe it's all part of the broader bluff to get the Vikings to increase their offer. I mean, if you're going to commit to the bit, you do things like, say, go check out schools that your kids will go to, or go find a house that you'll buy if you happen to buy a house within 10 minutes of the team facility, or start talking to, the guy who currently wears your preferred number about getting it. Those are the kinds of things, I'm not saying they've happened here, those are the kinds of things that would indicate that a potential relocation of the Cousins family is being contemplated. Now, again, it's never done until it's done, and the Vikings could break up and wake up and come out of this fever dream and realize that Kirk Cousins will indeed find better elsewhere, and it could be too late. That was one of the vibes I got when we had Kirk Cousins on the set at the Super Bowl, and Mrs. Cousins was talking to Mrs. Florio, and I had a chance to participate in their conversation for a little bit. She didn't say anything definitive, but one of the vibes I got is, you know, why do we got to wait so long for the Vikings to do what they claim to want to do? At some point, the human beings say, you had your chance. The other one, the ones in Atlanta, oh, by the way, where Cousins' wife grew up and her parents still live, they're coming after us. You're not. You're aloof. You're standoffish. You're daring us to go out and find another offer. Okay, we will. That's the risk you take. And that's where, you know, and they got this analytics heavy approach that you still got to remember you're dealing with human beings here.
Yeah.
Even though it is interchangeable parts on a giant football machine that will always keep rolling, you still have to deal with the human beings who are those interchangeable parts. And O'Connell wants him. Somebody else doesn't. Not badly enough. Whether it's Kwesi Adofa-Mensah, whether it's Mark Wilf, whether it's Ziggy Wilf, somebody doesn't want Cousins enough. And Chris, the wheels are in motion for the Falcons to take him.
I think there's enough there. I mean, they've all come out and said it. Kodevi as well. Like, they've all backed Kirk Cousins, right? I mean,
Not the GM. The GM threw that. The GM threw that shade at him last year.
Yeah, but he's said three comments since then. He's changed that tune. Okay. He had comments during the year where he was, like, thrilled about Kirk Cousins and what he did and that they were going to work to try to get this done. Now, how dare they take time on a 36-year-old quarterback who only has one leg that works right now? Whoa, right? That's what I would say. I mean, his video on the tennis court, yeah, that's cool. He ain't nowhere near playing football. That might move a third-grade offense the way he looked in that one. It ain't going to move an NFL offense, all right? So let's be real here. Okay, yep, all right. Oh, he barely could step into the throw. Ooh, he threw a 12-yard swing route. Whoa. Let's give him $75 million guaranteed right now. I mean, it's not just easy. They're buying a little time. They're figuring a few things out, certainly. I'm sure they're trying to figure out the right number and all that, right? But they've been out there about we want Russell Wilson. So, listen, I understand.
What?
Go ahead.
Russell Wilson.
We want Kirk Cousins.
Russell Wilson.
But right. We want Kirk Cousins.
They may get Russell Wilson. They may end up with Russell Wilson.
So like, Atlanta. I know, yeah, it's Kirk Cousins. You don't have to trade for him, so that works out right. Zach Robinson, the OC, he was with O'Connell and the Rams, so he's heard the McVay stories about Kirk Cousins, and I'm sure he's heard stories from coaches in Minnesota already, so I understand that too. But damn, what I would say just more than anything is that'd be some bold move by both parties to do it. I really would be. Kirk Cousins to leave Minnesota, I mean, it's set up for him as good to maximize his potential. I mean, there's not a better setting than Minnesota for Kirk Cousins in there in football. So that would be the big thing I would say. Atlanta, you're taking a risk. It's a new staff. You got to get to know people. Right? Go ahead. Right.
Well, let me push back. I still want Kirk Cousins to stay in Minnesota. Yeah. I have come around. I love him. I love him. I love him. Not right. I love him. I love him. Not. Right. But you go to a division that is far weaker than the NFC North. The NFC North is murderer's row now. You have Kyle Pitts, you have Bijan Robinson, you have Drake London, you have Zach Robinson there, although if you do really well in 2024, you may not have Zach Robinson for your second year with the Falcons.
Right. And these are all questions still. Everybody's still not sure how great Pitts is and Drake London, right? So you're not you don't trade that in for Justin Jefferson, right? I hear you. All that, right? It's still a bold move, right? As far as, I'm going to go to a team that's 7-10, 3 years in a row. I'm going to leave a team that, we were 13-4.
7-10, 3 years in a row. Well, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
They just feel like they're 7-10, 3 years in a row.
Right, or maybe they were 8-9 last year, whatever. But either way, it's close to that. I'm in the general range. You know, that to
mediocre. Both teams are mediocre.
Right.
Both teams are mediocre, and the Falcons have a better shot at getting to the playoffs than the Vikings in 2024.
I don't know about that.
Falcons have a better shot.
I mean, Minnesota was – we talked about Packers, Minnesota was going
Lions,
to the playoffs
Bears.
Last year. I mean, they were playing good football if he doesn't get hurt. Justin Jefferson gets hurt. We talked about it all year. They were better last year than they were the year before, right? And so he's set up for success. They have a good pass protecting O-line. He's got an offensive genius. He has Justin Jefferson, Mario Addison, right? We'll see what happens with K.J. Osborne. I believe he's
Jordan
a free agent.
Jordan Addison.
Excuse me, right? You got T.J. Hockenson.
T.J. Hockenson's recovering from a torn ACL.
Right. So,
suffered late in the race.
But I just look at all those things and go, wow, you're going to just leave that, right? And I don't buy it. Here's my bottom line sentence. I don't buy it. I think Kirk Cousins is the ultimate businessman. I remember, right, when he got the contract from Minnesota, right? Wasn't he? He was being filmed. He's talking to his wife. We got what we want. We got the other team to start bidding on us, too. We got him where he knows exactly what he's doing. So I'm not sure I'm buying all of this stuff as of right now. I believe in kind of what you said, that this might be being thrown out there, you know, start looking at some dots or whatever to get Minnesota to maybe raise their price or hasten the process a little bit.
If it's a bit, they're committed to it. If it's a bit, they're committed to it. Right. The problem is sometimes you can become so committed to the ruse that the ruse becomes the reality.
Yeah.
I mean, at some point, the Vikings have to decide, what are we going to do here? And I agree with you. Look, 35, going on 36, which is how the aging process usually works, coming off of the torn Achilles tendon. And look, they're figuring out how they're going to pay
Justin Jefferson. This is part of the thing, too. Right? So it's not just like, oh, here, Kirk Cousins, here you go, here's a contract. You got one leg, but here, just whatever you want, write a blank check. I mean, so of course they're going to take a little time to figure things out and think about this a little bit.
The Vikings haven't had a sense of urgency. That was what I took away from O'Connell last week. We know what we want to pay. We want him. He's earned the right to bet on himself, right? That's the very positive way of saying, hey, if you can do better, more power to you. This is the most we're going to pay. And I think they want to reserve the right to make a final offer that would match or exceed whatever the Falcons are willing to offer. But Cousins has the right to say, it's too late, baby. You had your chance. That's where the question becomes, is it a ruse or is it real? And again, nothing's done until it's done. We know that. Things can change all the time. The Vikings can snap out of it and offer him whatever the Falcons are offering, and he can say yes. Or he can say, you know, I kind of liked that house we looked at. I kind of liked the school that our kids would go to. I kind of like the idea of being within a very reasonable drive, like less than an hour, of where, you know, my wife's parents live and where she grew up. I kind of like that. That the Vikings are giving him the blank check to explore it, and explore it he is. The betting markets have reacted. DraftKings Sportsbook now has the Falcons as the favorite. The Vikings have been the favorite for a long time. The Falcons are now the favorite in negative territory for two different quarterbacks. Safe to say this, Chris, I don't know much, and I prove it every day. I don't think that the Falcons are going to sign both Kirk Cousins and trade for Justin Fields.
No.
I don't think that's going to happen. It will be one or the other. But they're the favorite right now for both guys.
Yeah.
That's not possible. It is possible. That's where it is.
Yeah. It's interesting. I mean, we know they're gonna make a play at quarterback. You know, I don't doubt Kirk Cousins at some point in his life is going to settle down in that Georgia area. I don't. You know, so maybe that happens regardless. And it makes sense for them to like both guys like we talked about. Kirk Cousins, you know, for Atlanta, it's down to, wait, how much are we going to have to pay a quarterback that is not extremely mobile, right? And he's getting up there in age a little bit, and he's dealing with one of the few injuries that we know does change people at that age a little bit, or it has at least. So how much are we going to have to pay for that? And then the other is, how much are we going to have to trade for a quarterback that we know that a team doesn't want him as the quarterback anymore, right? Where I think, again, every day that goes by, Justin Fields' value goes down just a tick. Because it's like, come on, they're drafting Caleb Williams at one, let's move on. So I'm sure that's where they're kind of, you know, gauging the temperature of the water on both of those little issues there as well. So I expect something to be done there by Atlanta, and I do expect it to be one of the two. It just, I don't know which one it'll be.
Okay, what do you think the offer ends up being that Cousins takes? What do you think it is? Ballpark.
I think it'll be like something that'll average just a little north of $40 million a year, right? Where maybe it's only...
Yeah, I think it's going to be higher.
You think it's going to be 45 and change more than that, right?
Yeah, 45 to 50.
Okay. All right. Then how many years do you think it's going to be? One of those where it's like a four-year deal, but
two.
They can get out with it after two, something of that nature?
Maybe a two-year commitment with some stuff on the back end,
right?
Cap purposes,
right?
Voidable years and whatnot. Okay, let's say 45.
Yeah.
Let's say 45 a year.
Okay.
Okay. And let's say you threw out the number $75 million guaranteed. Let's say that.
Right.
45 a year with $75 million fully guaranteed at signing, just for conversation purposes.
Yeah.
If you're the Vikings, do you want to invest? And again, this is all analytics driven. Personnel management is the original bastion of analytics in the NFL. How much can I get this guy for? How much can I get that guy for? How much better is the more expensive guy than the cheaper guy?
Yeah.
So if you're the Vikings, do you say, okay, $75 million fully guaranteed on a two-year, $90 million commitment to Kirk Cousins, or 1 year and $1.21 million for a guy who's younger and a guy who isn't coming off of a torn Achilles tendon. What do you do if you're the Vikings? Do you pay that to Kirk, or do you say, you know what, if we just kind of sit back and let nature take its course, we could get Russ, because we're the one place, Chris, that we were starting to talk about this last segment. There's a reason I brought it up.
Right.
If the Vikings lose Kirk Cousins, that's the one place that I think Russell Wilson can look at the depth chart and say, I can trust that I'll be Kevin O'Connell's guy wire to wire in 2024.
I hear you. I hear you there. 100%. I would agree with that thought, right? I think that's a risky, risky proposition for the Minnesota Vikings. I do. You know, they know what they have in Kirk Cousins. They know he really fits the Kevin O'Connell offense, right? And they know he can execute it and play at a very high level. At a very high level. Top 10-ish, top 12-ish in football for sure, right? The last 2 years. There's no doubt about that. Russell Wilson, we can't quite say the same. Let alone Russell Wilson, we just talked about, right, has shown the inability to be surgical and run an offense that way. Kevin O'Connell wants surgical. He wants, like, listen to me. Like he told us in our meeting or in our interview last week, right? You know, hey, I change rules and things. I try to expose things. One week it's this, and then the same week, it's the next week, it's the same thing, but I tweak it a little bit, and you got to be smart to be able to roll with those punches and the changes of the rules and things like that. So that's where I don't see that being a systematical fit for Russell Wilson. And that's where if they're offering $40 million right now for a Kirk Cousins, and like you're saying, maybe Kirk is sitting there going, I'd like 45 or 46, right? When I weigh those options, I go, well, you know, shit, I'm going to pay Kirk Cousins $45 million and roll that way and go from there, and we'll reevaluate in 2 years. That would be my 2 cents there, Mike.
Okay, let me throw in one more wild card. Okay. We're going to do a draft next of the teams most desperate for a better quarterback situation. Now, it was a different regime in 2021 in Minnesota, but same ownership. And I'm sure there's still some similar personnel that are still there working for the Vikings. They didn't do, that I can recall, a full overhaul and just fire everybody. In 2021, the Vikings wanted Justin Fields.
Yeah.
And I would suspect one of the reasons the Bears traded up from 20 to 11, I think it was.
Right.
Was it 11?
Right.
Was to get in front of the Vikings, who would have taken Justin Fields
while
they still had Kirk Cousins under contract. What if, and, you know, hey, well, teams never trade in the division. Well, you know, the Patriots did trade Drew Bledsoe to the Bills in 2000.
The Eagles did trade McNabb to the Washington Redskins.
And they knew
what they were doing.
They call that
Here,
a Trojan
take him.
Horse.
Take him.
So, that's another door number three for the Vikings. Kirk Cousins, door number one. Russell Wilson, door number two. Justin Fields, door number three. If the Bears can't unload him anywhere else, and they got to unload him, Justin Fields maybe becomes the Vikings quarterback. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I look at it and go, it's the perfect fit as far as that offense and Justin Fields, but I don't think it's bad. Right. I mean, if it came to this point where, oh, no, we're going to lose Kirk Cousins, I certainly think what I saw Kevin O'Connell do with quarterbacks that are not as talented as Justin Fields. Yeah, he can make it work. And Justin Fields, right, even though there's still more to be done, and we heard the GM and the head coach of the Bears say this, right, he's shown some ability to be surgical and run the offense. It's not perfect yet. We know that. Right. But, you know, it's hard to be surgical and run the offense and do that when you got three rockets up your ass and you can run around the corner for 80 yards and a touchdown that way, too. So he's still in the process there. Yeah, I could think they can make that work. Here's the other reason, too, Mike, I just want to hit on, too. Where did the GM of the Denver Broncos just come from, right?
Well, he came from Minnesota.
Yeah, you don't think anybody in Minnesota's talked to him a few times about Russell Wilson over the last 2 years? So, boom, Russell Wilson's not on line one to go to the Vikings anymore.
Well, but here's the thing. And, you know, I'm glad you mentioned George Payton. And George Payton, I like George Payton. I don't know him real well. I don't know how he stays employed after making that trade and given that contract. I'm amazed that he's still with Denver because I can't, it's the Parcells in Sean Payton that I think would make him say, dude, what were you thinking?
Well,
why'd you give him that contract? You didn't have to give him that damn contract. I can understand trading for him, but you give him that contract before he even takes a snap? Are you kidding me? So
that's a hard one.
George Payton, let me say this though.
Yeah.
It could be that George Payton still sees something in Russell Wilson that they haven't brought out yet. Now, and maybe that's the kind of thing when he's having a drink with somebody at Prime 47 late at night last week, they're having the real conversation about what went wrong with Russell Wilson. It could just be, you know, if you could just do this, if you could just do that, if he just gets this, if he just gets that, he could still be good. I think George Payton has a vested interest. And this is where it's weird. Sean Payton, deep down, would like to see Russell Wilson go somewhere else and fail to validate his decision to move on. I think deep down, George Payton would probably like him to go somewhere else and do well. So someone like you or me says, well, now we see why he traded for Russell Wilson.
I hear you.
Now we see what's there. So it's one of those weird, conflicting emotions that two different people in the same organization have. So I'm not going to say right out of hand that the Vikings would not be in the Russell Wilson business because I think George Payton would sell them the glass half full side of it. Here's why. George, why did you think he was – what did you see in him? And he'll explain it.
Yeah.
I don't think he's changed his mind about it.
No, so. I hear you. All I would say is, they're just going to go, damn, it's two coaches in a row and it failed, right? But here's where I'll defend George Payton to your point, too. Hey, listen, none of us saw this coming, right? We didn't see this coming. So, a little bit like where, it's a little unlucky for George Payton. I mean, come on, none of us saw Russell Wilson falling apart like this, right? And I don't think the other thing, I think where context matters in this situation, right, is a little bit of they were boxed into a corner. We're getting a quarterback. Nathaniel Hackett's our new head coach. We're getting Aaron Rodgers, right? And plan B is Russell Wilson. So he was kind of backed into that corner as well. And that's where I'll give, George Payton the benefit of the doubt. One, none of us saw this happen.
All the more reason not to give him that contract. All the more reason not to give him that contract.
That I can fault him for.
2 years away.
Right.
2 years away from his contract expiring. Every one of his prior contracts, he had gotten a new deal with 1 year left. They had no reason to do it. Unless behind the scenes, Russell Wilson and his agent were clamoring.
Well, and you know how that works.
We talk about what a good business person Kirk Cousins has been. Russell Wilson's been pretty damn good, too. He got the Broncos to give him that contract before they saw him play a single game.
Yeah, well, again, it's a tough one, too, right? We talk about that all the time, too. So you trade for a high-end player, you make that work, get the contract done now, don't wait till they become a free agent, and now they go, oh, you traded all this stuff for me, and now you're going to let me test the market, and now I'm really going to screw you over and make you pay high-end market price? So, they kind of did the things that – we see usually done with those situations. I think it's a little bit, second guessing or whatever to question it a little. It was a tough situation is all I'm saying. Your points are real, but I think a lot of mine are too. All right. See you later.
I know when Pete says it kind of sing-songy, gotta break. That's his way of telling us we have to break. We'll be back with more PFT Live right after this.
Around any corner, within every battle, and with the dawn of each new day, the threat of the unexpected, the unpredictable, and the unrelenting lies in wait. But Marines will always be there. They are the constant in the chaos. No matter the battlefield, Marines adapt to win, defeating every shifting threat, protecting our nation's future. The few, the proud, the Marines.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
For the world's greatest athletes,
this is the showdown we've been waiting for.
There is nothing like competing on the world's biggest stage.
It's a world record again! Gold for the United States!
And when that stage is Paris, anything can happen.
I have never seen anything like this.
How about that?
An Olympics unlike any other.
What a performance!
The Paris Olympics. Friday, July 26th on NBC and Peacock.
Yeah, you got that on camera, me getting made up?
Simsisms. Made up.
Made up? Naturally
did you just say
like,
made up?
Made up. I'm getting made up.
I think it's made up.
Well, I know, but it's make up and right, it's made up.
I know.
It's kind of like a Simsism.
Intentional.
Simsisms.
From accidental scholar to deliberate doofus. And you kind of lean into it. You have fun with it. That's what I've always liked about you. You are very self-deprecating. You embrace and own any and all Simsisms. And you have shocked us and you and everyone a few times with some of the things you've said that have turned out to be dead on balls accurate, as Mona Lisa Vito once said. So that's where we are. Made up. I'm going to get made up. I got made up.
I feel like I've heard it before. Like that's where I get a lot of my sayings that I end up butchering. But like I feel like I've heard that said before, like made up, right? Like I'm getting made up, made up, whatever. But maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong. We know that.
All right. There are teams out there that desperately need quarterbacks. I have no idea how to make a transition from that to this.
Right.
Our draft today, and we're doing it a little earlier than usual because it's relevant to the conversations we've just had.
Right.
The teams that are most desperate for a quarterback. Here is the trivia question, which one of the benefits of doing it early is we have time for a trivia question.
I like it.
Determine the first pick in the draft. What team threw for the fewest passing yards in 2023?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I didn't look at stats or anything like that, right? So, I'd always try to play it real here. My thought, and this is not my answer yet, I feel like it's either the Patriots or the Jets, right? And I feel like I'm going to go with the Jets. Damn.
I would have gone with the Steelers, but it is the Carolina Panthers.
Oh, it is the Panthers. Damn. I wrote them down, but I thought, maybe they threw a little more yards than I thought. So, yeah. Well, we know that offense struggled.
161.2 yards per game.
They need more than
that. Maybe they should be in this draft, but they already have.
Yeah.
They are not desperate for a quarterback. They're desperate for an owner who doesn't throw his drink on the crowd, but they are not desperate for a quarterback. And, yes, David, I am never going to let that down. I am never going to let that go. That is never going to be something I don't
mention. You're talking to him like you know him personally. Have you guys been talking about this? Did he send you an email?
Maybe I do.
Like, hey, jerk face. Hey, jerk face.
Maybe one of the reasons we aren't going to the league meetings is I don't want him to throw a drink on me. Okay.
I'll do it for you, David. Just let me know.
First pick. The team most desperate for a quarterback. It's got to be the Washington Commanders. They have the second overall pick. They're going to get one. But they're clearly desperate for one. They're not moving forward with Sam Howell as the starter. They've got a new coach. They've got a new offensive coordinator. They've got a new owner who wasn't there when they drafted Sam Howell. They want to get a new stadium. They want to get a new vibe. One of the ways you get a new vibe is to have new players. And the one player that makes the biggest difference is a quarterback. And good news for them coming out of last week, they're getting Caleb Williams or Jaden Daniels. And they'll be fine with either guy.
Yes.
At least they should be.
That's exactly right. You know, there's one. Hey, Russell Wilson, you know, Dan Quinn, he was in Seattle when Russell Wilson was in his prime, right? You know, but you don't hear that. But I hear you. The Commanders certainly are in need of one. Their fan base wants to latch on to something exciting at the quarterback position. They should run to the podium after Caleb Williams is drafted by the Bears and run to the podium to give them the pick for Jaden Daniels. Right, he is every bit as worthy of the number two pick. He's big time. And in a lot of years, he'd probably be the number one pick in the draft if it weren't for this freak of nature out in USC who has a, laser for a right arm and is just like the natural, right? So I'm with you there. The next one I'll go in, the Raiders. The Raiders, a lot of the same things we just talking about with the Commanders. The Raiders are desperate for it too. The fan base wants it. right? They need something to rally behind. To me, that was one of the mistakes the last regime made. They should have traded last draft and got up there to give the fan base hope. I feel like Dave Ziegler and Josh McDaniels would still have a job there if they were like, hey, look, we got this quarterback. We're developing him. So I think that's one. Aiden O'Connell did a very good job, but I don't look at him to be the guy that invigorates the fan base and leads the franchise into the future. So I go Raiders there.
By the way, quick sidebar.
Yeah.
Now you see why there's a temptation to tank. The worse you do, the higher you are, and you don't have to trade up. The Commanders did just poorly enough last year
right.
to settle into a spot where they're going to get a guy that maybe the next team that I'm going to take. Well, you know what? I'm going to put a pin in the Patriots. I'm going to take the Falcons next. You can take the Patriots if you want. The Falcons are clearly desperate for a quarterback because they're linked to multiple veteran quarterbacks. They're the betting favorites for both Kirk Cousins and Justin Fields. It's not going to be both. It's going to be one or the other. They're done with Desmond Ridder. They never got it started with Taylor Heinicke. He showed flashes. He always shows flashes, and then it settles down. They are desperate to get a quarterback there. And watch any game in Atlanta. They can't fill that stadium. You're not going to fill that stadium without a high-end quarterback.
Yeah, I hear you there. I don't think there's any doubt. That would have been my next pick, would have been the Falcons, right? You stole that. I'm going to go with the Patriots, though. I am. Yeah, the Patriots, they are desperate. It's over between the Patriots and Mac Jones. They both need a fresh start, right? They do. I don't feel like Mac Jones has ever gotten to be himself when he's been there because he bought in so into, I'm just going to be like Bill Belichick and I'm not going to talk or ever show you my personality in a microphone ever when I ever do that, even though everybody knows I have a personality. I'm just never going to show. Like, he's got to get away. Start being yourself again, okay? He's got to get the hell out of there. The fan base, the Patriots, they want something different. You hear reports out of there, locker room, Mac Jones, not love there, all that stuff. The Patriots definitely need something.
And it's unfortunate because ownership has always been kind of behind Mac Jones, but I think you're right. The relationship has become so toxic.
Yeah.
Even with Bill Belichick gone, it's time for a change. And he introduces himself into this mix of guys who might be available for another team. The last one I'm picking is a team that isn't desperate but should be, and that's the Pittsburgh Steelers. One of the things I picked up last week when you're immersed in the entire NFL experience at the scouting combine, they really are committed to this Kenny Pickett, I almost said Kenny Powers. That would be an interesting quarterback competition. Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph competition without a veteran in the mix. Jerry Dulac of the Post-Gazette reported that a couple of weeks ago, and it's accurate. It's not a negotiating strategy. That's what they want to do. And I don't think they should be doing it, but they don't ask me. But the thing is, I'd say most people don't think they should be doing it. So they're not desperate. But they should be.
Yeah.
That's my third pick.
Yeah, I feel like they need an upgrade, right? But at the same time, I don't feel like they're the type of team or that the Russell Wilson thing makes sense. That doesn't seem like a Mike Tomlin, Pittsburgh type of move. It just doesn't, right? That'd be interesting to see where that goes. Mason Rudolph, I would expect to be highly valued out there as somebody's backup, too. So he could probably drive up the price on Pittsburgh a little bit. I hear you there, though. I like that one. My last one. I'm going to go with the team we've talked about a lot. The guy talked about it. We need to get the next one right. The Broncos, desperate for a quarterback. Yes, they need something. Something for the future. I'm expecting Sean Payton to draft a quarterback at pick 13, I believe. I wouldn't be shocked if they trade up a few spots. But I would think one of those guys is there at pick 13 to where Sean Payton can start molding his guy for the future to run his offense and be the robot he wants.
We'll have a much greater picture of who's desperate for a drafted quarterback after free agency, but there could be some movement on the board. Those are the teams that we have pegged so far. We're going to take a break. When we return, a team that has a quarterback that has to work out some contractual details, the Cowboys and Dak Prescott, he had some things to say. We'll talk about that next here on PFT Live.
How are you going to do things differently than in the past to be all in this year?
Well, I will assure you there'll be some things done differently because we're going to be working on different players and drafting different people. And so just the very nature of it is different. So you could have a free agent that, and rather than have that free agent, that free agent would cost you as much as three other players would cost you. Well, we're going to be all in with the three other players.
But is that...
That's all in.
That's my point. I've drafted quarterbacks for the future. Okay? Mm-hmm. I would be reluctant to do that this year. That's an example.
Jerry Jones on his annual scouting combine tour bus meeting with reporters who cover the team, elaborating on his vow from a couple of weeks ago that he's going all in. And all in means whatever you want it to mean. It can mean whatever you say it means. It's one of the benefits of being a multi-billionaire that owns the team. You can say whatever you want. And Chris, I keep coming back to this point. I know we don't have a lot of time to break it down now. I'm becoming more and more convinced that he really doesn't care about winning. He cares about keeping the Cowboys as relevant as possible, having people like us talk about the team, having ESPN all the time, Cowboys, Cowboys, Cowboys. Far more amazing than winning the Super Bowl in any one year is the fact that they remain the most popular and talked about, loved and hated team in the NFL when they haven't done jack diddly squat for 30 years. They haven't gotten to an NFC championship since 1995, and they are still America's team. That's what Jerry's selling, and we are eating it up like candy.
I hear you there. I hear you. Now, listen, the irrelevancy, business, all that, for real, certainly. You know, they're all about that. We know that. And I think that's a lot of the times, yeah, a little bit of the downfall of the team, right? I mean, it's constantly the traveling road show. I'm going to make comments. I'm going to put this guy on notice. I'm going to say something that's going to be a distraction in the locker room, but I'm the owner, and I want to have a press conference. All that goes on, sure, but he wants to win a damn Super Bowl. He does. He wants him some glory hole. He wants him to show that, hey, I got, you know, I don't need Jimmy Johnson or anybody else. I can win the damn Super Bowl doing it the way I want to do it. And he's put some teams out there that were worthy of that, right? I mean, they just have gotten upset in the divisional rounds. Where, you know, whether that's 2014, the Dez Bryant catch, losing to the Giants in 2007, right? There's the 2016 Aaron Rodgers on the left sidelines, one of the most incredible throws in the history of football. So they've been a little unlucky that way, right? But this is a big year. There's no doubt about it. And it's going to be, what is all in? That's what I want to see, what Jerry Jones means by that. And we know there's some holes in that roster that got to get filled, let alone they got a quarterback situation they got to figure out as far as that money's concerned, and then they'll have to be able to fill the holes in appropriately after that.
All I know is this, the first 29 Super Bowls, roughly 15 or 16, I believe, yeah, of those games, the Cowboys played in the game to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
29 Super Bowls since then, zero. First, yeah, 30, it was 16, next 28, zero.
It's pretty
almost
amazing.
30 and 30. We'll see if they can keep it going. And they still continue to be America's team. Do we have Jerry? This is Dak on. This is both of them. Jack and Derry, or Derry and Jack on the All In comments. First Jerry on Dak, and then Dak on the All In comments. I'll get there eventually. Here it is.
I've got my mind all in as far as we're going to do everything that we can do to have this year be as successful as it can be. And one of the reasons I feel good about it is because Dak is for sure our quarterback.
I can't say I've had talks with him about what is all in and how you plan on making this move. So, but, yeah, let's see. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, we all want to know what the hell all in means. I mean, Micah, and I just think you got to placate the players, you got to placate the fans, you got to keep people talking about the Cowboys. Here's what all in is going to be. All in is going to be whatever they do. And once they do whatever they do, Jerry's going to say, that's what I meant by all in. He can say whatever yeah, he wants,
right.
And he does say whatever he wants. And again, it's one of the benefits of being the king of the Dallas Cowboys, as he's been for 35 years now. So it's going to be like every other year. We're going to talk about the Cowboys. They're going to make their moves. But, Chris, at the end of the day, are they really going to be one of the best teams in the conference? They'll be on the fringes of one of the best teams, but they won't be one of the best teams. And then the question becomes next year, who will be the coach moving forward? We got to take a break. I'd like to keep talking about the Cowboys, and Jerry Jones would like us to keep talking about the Cowboys. We need to take a break. When we return, one of the guys who would have been a coveted free agent is off the board. We'll discuss that next year on PFT Live.
Sometimes tampering is a good thing for teams. There's Mike Evans' numbers. 10 years in the NFL, 1,000 yards each season. Last year, 13 touchdown receptions. On his way to free agency, doesn't become a free agent. Re-signs yesterday with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And, Chris, I don't think it's a coincidence that the deal was done after everyone was in Indianapolis. His agents found out what was out there. They know what's out there. And tampering can help a team keep a player when after they find out that what's behind door number two isn't any better than what's behind door number one, I'm just going to stay. I think that that doesn't happen without his agents having an opportunity to talk to enough people in Indianapolis to come to the conclusion that Mike Evans should stay exactly where he's been for his entire NFL.
Yeah, I mean, one of the two. I mean, and listen, with the number that he signed for, I would think that they found people that said, wait, we'll pay this for him for a year or two. And the Bucs were like, damn, oh, okay, fine, we'll pay you $26 million a year. I mean, at his age, to get that type of number, I wasn't expecting that type of number. I mean, he's what now, third, fourth in all of football as far as average salary? And we're into what, year 11 of his career? That's odd. That would tell me that also, he found suitors out there that were like, hey, we'll pay you a good chunk of change. And then Tampa was like, damn, all right, well, we do like you. We don't have a marquee guy that way. And, you know, you've done well. You've done good by us. Mike Evans has been the ultimate team non-diva receiver, so it's good to see him rewarded. That's the bottom line.
I got a couple things to say real quickly. First of all, young grasshopper, that $52 million, I would bet not quite $52 million is Fugazi. We'll get the real numbers. You know how this goes. We are in reporters pass along whatever bullshit they're fed season, and then we clean it up after the fact. I'd be shocked if he's making a true $26 million a year, and I'll be shocked if that $35 million guaranteed is fully guaranteed at signing. Also, it tells me the next shoe to fall is today by 4 o'clock Eastern. Sign Baker Mayfield and tag Antoine Winfield Jr., because I don't think Mike Evans does that deal without having a pretty damn good idea Baker Mayfield is sticking around. You stick around. We'll be back with more PFT Live right after this. Franchise tag deadline is today. Christian Wilkins, one of the top defensive tackles from the 2019 draft, has not gotten a second contract yet. Reportedly will not be tagged, so he will be available in free agency next week to anyone who wants to sign him. The Chiefs have placed the non-exclusive franchise tag on the Jarius Sneed. There's only been a couple of tags so far. I hear this every year. You don't need a two-week window. You just need one day to apply the franchise tag. Today's the day, Chris, by 4 o'clock Eastern, that Lajarius Sneed and T. Higgins, the Bengals receiver, the only two to be tagged so far, they're going to have company by the time 4 o'clock rolls around.
Yeah, I would think so for sure. You know, Christian Wilkins first to hit on that. You know, I'm not surprised there. I think we all felt like that was coming. How many people can they pay on that defense, right? And they got other people coming down the pipeline here for what they're going to pay as well. So I think there's a little bit of that aspect. They got Tua they're having to deal with. The best player on their defense, Jalen Phillips, is young, right? He's coming off an injury. They're going to have to pay him in a year or two. So I don't think we're going to see Christian Wilkins back with the Dolphins. But your point about, you know, the other guys, right? I mean, just real quickly, you look at it and go, all right, the Ravens, there's no way Justin Madubuike, if something long-term, he's going to be franchised. He's the best defensive player in their team this year. Maybe not named Roquan Smith, right, or the other linebacker. Josh Allen of the Jaguars, I would expect that to be another one.
Absolutely.
Right? They don't have a pass rusher. He's the only guy that can rush the passer, right? I look at that. We know Antoine Winfield. The Bears with Jalen Johnson, there's no way they're going to let him hit the open market, I would expect. So I think you're right, Mike. We see three or four guys here that get tagged this afternoon right before the deadline.
Hey, Panthers defensive end Brian Burns, they've had chances to trade him and trade him and trade him, and they've constantly said no. Now they're reportedly going to tag and trade him. Like, what the hell, people?
Yeah.
Why didn't you trade him when you could have gotten value for him? So I think he gets tagged.
Yeah,
Michael
you're
Pittman
right.
Jr., the Colts receiver, tag coming for him quite
right.
possibly. Kyle Duggar of the Patriots, possible tag for him.
Yeah.
I don't like the tag, but the tag's not going away. The tag keeps the best guys off the market. The NFL will never, ever, ever give up the franchise tag. Every year somebody says the NFL should give up the franchise tag. It won't, because it keeps those best players from making the top of the market go higher and higher, and everyone falls in behind it, Chris.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's actually, it's horrible for the players, the franchise tag, in a lot of ways. when you talk about long-term security or anything. I mean, again, as I argue to everybody out there, I know it's a lot of money and a one-year payment and all that, but hey, you're the best at what you do in the world. Nobody can, woo, you're special. Oh, and only 1 year at a time. Screw you. You want some security. How dare you? Screw you. 1 year. Gamble. Roll the dice. Oh, great. Thanks, guys. Thanks, league. Thanks, NFL.
On the brink of your generational wealth,
right.
You have to wait another year.
Right.
Still good money, but you have to wait another year, and you have to hope you don't get injured and you keep playing well enough
that
you can get that next year. We got to take a break. More PFT Live right after this.
We were at the Adele concert on Friday night before the Super Bowl. Adele is talking about the Super Bowl and who you're rooting for, and some loudmouth jerk from Philadelphia yells out, "Eagles!" Well, that loudmouth jerk we heard at the start of the concert was Jason Kelce.
You sound drunk and like you're a football fan.
That was the Friday night before the Super Bowl. You were there. I was there. Jason Kelce was there. Aiden Hutchinson was there. None of us were sitting together. That was a hell of a show.
That was.
That was a hell of an
amazing
show. That was the highlight of the week other than the Super Bowl.
Agreed. I've told a lot of people, like, you know, and I know she's taking a little hiatus. We saw, what, I think her 75th show. She's only going to do 100, right? Not only is her voice, like, amazing, right? The theatrics, the all the special effects they had were really cool. And then she's damn funny. I didn't really know that aspect of her. Her ability to talk and carry a room that way, very special.
Dropping F-bombs.
Yeah,
lots
my kind of girl. My kind
of
girl. Sorry, London.
Lots of F-bombs.
Yep, see, she can't. See what you're doing, UK? Somebody came from over there. They're dropping F-bombs everywhere. So I'm trying to return
dropping
the favor.
F-bombs. Bad influence. Kids got to learn sometimes. Thanks for some of your time.
See you tomorrow.
Have a great day.
See ya.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.